USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Shortly after the Senate passed the bipartisan $1 trillion plus infrastructure bill, the Senate passed a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint. The next big spending package pushed by Democrats include more money for education, health care, climate change, and other provisions without a single GOP support. The party line vote, 50-49, came just before 4 a.m. Eastern Wednesday morning. The Democrat-controlled House must next take up and pass the budget resolution scheduled for August 23rd. The Taliban seized three more provisional capitals in Afghanistan and a local army headquarters in a blitz across the country's northeast, officials said Wednesday. With the insurgents now controlling some two-thirds of the nation, the United States and NATO finalized their withdrawal after decades of war. Kabul itself has not been directly attacked. The speed of the Taliban victory raises questions how long the Afghan government can maintain control of its countryside. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A former college instructor, 47-year-old Gary Stephen Maynard, a Santa Clara University and Sonoma State University instructor, has been arrested and charged with starting a fire in Northern California near the massive Dixie Fire, according to the criminal complaint. He's charged with willfully starting the ranch fire from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of California. An affidavit supporting the arrest warrant also detailed movements that could link him to other fires. Tonight is the night to be stargazing. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
This evening into the early morning hours of Thursday is the peak time for the Perseid meteor showers. Brian Thompson is with AccuWeather.
As we get to the peak here, we could be looking at 60 to as many as 100 meteors per hour for a brief period of time. Won't be like that all the time. And the best way to view these, obviously, is to get as far away from city lights as possible. That's how you can kind of maximize your potential for seeing more meteors.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Now that disgraced Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will be stepping down amid his disgusting behavior and retaliation to sexual abuse whistleblowers, who will be taking Cuomo's place running the Empire State? It will be Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who remained silent all throughout Cuomo's fall from grace. New York Republican Representative Lee Zeldin, who will be a gubernatorial candidate, gives Fox News his opinion on the Lieutenant Governor, soon to be governor.
First off, on the scandals, from one scandal to the next, Andrew Cuomo's lieutenant had nothing to say. She was silent. I saw it firsthand where it was an embrace of the intimidation, harassment, abuse that was Andrew Cuomo's claim to fame. And he believed that New York loves their emperor governors. He would rule by fear. And Kathy Hochul looked up to it. And she ended up ascending to lieutenant governor and now governor following it. And as far as the policies go, I don't expect when she takes office that she's going to be advocating for paying people less by the government so that they would return back to work. I don't expect her to repeal cashless bail and keep qualified immunity to help make sure that the handcuffs are on criminals as opposed to law enforcement.
Kathy Hochul will become the first woman to serve as governor of New York and will serve out the rest of Cuomo's term until the 2022 midterms. Cuomo will step down in a couple of weeks. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.